Remembering a Tennessee Mother. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Eliza Fletcher is being laid to rest in Memphis. She was found murdered after being seen on surveillance video being forced into an SUV while jogging. The suspect, Cleotha Henderson, has a long criminal record.
Between the ages of 11 and 16, Henderson stood before a judge at least 17 times, including when, at 14 years old, he was charged with a delinquent juvenile act of rape against an unnamed male. And in 2000, at 16 years old, he pleaded guilty to the gunpoint abduction of a prominent Memphis attorney and served 20 of a 24-year sentence.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The funeral for Queen Elizabeth will be held in the coming days.
President Biden will attend the Queen's funeral. And of course, a lot changed quickly in Britain. At the beginning of this week, Queen Elizabeth was the ruling monarch, Boris Johnson, the prime minister. Just a few days later, King Charles, now the ruling monarch, and Liz Truss, the prime minister.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Today in London, Charles III was officially proclaimed king. Tomorrow marks 21 years since the 9/11 terror attacks. President Biden will observe the somber anniversary at the Pentagon. Averting a nuclear disaster was the topic of a phone call between the president of Ukraine and his French counterpart. The Zaporizhia plant in southeast Ukraine is occupied by Russian forces and has been the site of relentless shelling. Global leaders are calling for the creation of a demilitarized zone. Yesterday, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin reiterated U.S. support for Ukraine.
We can only do what we've done thus far in continuing to support Ukraine so that it can have the strongest hand on the battlefield.
Ukraine says its counteroffensive is making gains. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
A second death of a person with monkeypox is under investigation in the U.S., but it remains unclear if the virus was a contributing factor. The deaths were reported in Texas and California. The patient in Texas was said to be severely immunocompromised. The school week ended tragically in Chicago after a 17-year-old student was shot and killed.
Rapid gunfire resulting in a massive crime scene and a 17-year-old now dead.
I saw them when they took the victim away on the stretcher, and they had his face covered.
Chicago police were seen examining what appears to be the victim's yellow book bag. Police say the Kenwood High School student was going off campus for lunch right before an altercation with men inside of a vehicle.
This vehicle then chased our victim into a parking lot, where at least two occupants of that vehicle exited and began firing upon the victim.
The 17-year-old suffering multiple gunshot wounds, including a bullet to the head.
Reporter Nate Rogers with Fox 32. A federal judge has blocked a law in Arizona that would have put limits on the filming of police officers.
A newly passed Arizona law will not take effect later this month. Republican state lawmakers recently passed the measure banning people from filming police from 8 feet or closer if the officer tells them to stop. Supporters say it prevents folks from interfering with an investigation or arrest. The American Civil Liberties Union and opponents, though, argued it violates the First Amendment. A federal judge agreed during a Friday hearing and issued an order preventing the law from being enforced. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A celebration of LGBTQ pride was held in Norway's capital today, more than 2 months after it was supposed to happen. The event in June had to be postponed after a deadly shooting in Oslo outside a gay bar. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.